Y vamos a decir Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yerushalmi Babli, Daf Pei Hei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Aleph on base, and the second Mishnah is Halacha Dalet. Shnei Yis Medivei Sofrim, Shnei Labal, Ule Shnei Liyavim, Asur Labal, Mateus Liyavim. Mishnah says if a woman is a Shnei, which is a rabbinic erva to her husband but not to the Yavim, she's forbidden to her husband and permitted to the Yavim. Shnei Liyavim, Ule Shnei Labal, Asur Liyavim, Mateus Labal. She's a shnei to her yavam but not to her husband. She's forbidden to her yavam and permitted to her husband. Shnei lezeh ulezeh, asur lezeh ulezeh. If she is a shnei to both, she's forbidden to both. Ein la leksuba uleperis lemzoynes leblais. A shnei does not receive any of the following: aksuba, peris, the product of a property, food, leblais, which is some of this compensation for depreciation of a property. And others say it means remnants of her property. Vahavlad kosher, kofin ois lahitzi. Her child is kosher, but we force her husband to divorce her. Amon lakayin gadol, gushu v'chalos lakayin hedjet. Mamzeres nimesina, liyesol, basisol mamzor, lanosin, yesh lahen, ksuba. A widow married a kayin gadol, a divorced, or chalutzu married to a regular kayin, a mamzeres or nesina married to a yesol, and a basisol married to a mamzor or nosin, she has a ksuba. The Gemara says, "Ashnei ois medivei sofrim, shnei lebal leishnei liyavam, asur lebal umetaz liyavam. Shnei ois, which are midrabanan, a shnei to her husband and not the shnei to the yavam, she's forbidden to her husband, permitted to the yavam. Ma'ashi hei laksuba etzal yavam. The Gemara asks, if she did yibum in this case, does she have a ksuba from the yavam against the property of her first husband? Ma'achashi mutaris loy yesh laksuba. Since she's permitted to him, she should have a ksuba. Or since her ksuba is against her first husband and collected from his property, and she was forbidden to him, she has no ksuba. Shnei liyavam leishnei lebal, asur liyavam umutes lebal. Moshe la ksuba etzal yavam. And a shnei to her yavam but not to her husband, she's forbidden to her yavam, permitted to her husband, does she have a ksuba in the yavam? Me'acha shehi asur loi, ein la ksuba. Since she's forbidden to him, she should not have a ksuba. And since a ksuba is against her first husband and she was permitted to him, therefore she has a ksuba. Relay peiros, the Mishnah said she does not have peiros. Amma Rabbi Yirmiyah, she'ein loy aleha ela achilas peiros bovad. Rabbi Yirmiyah said the husband has against her only eating the peiros of her property. He's not considered her husband regarding any other obligations. He doesn't have the obligation that was enacted corresponding to his rights to her pay race means to redeem her if she is captured. Tani Rabbi Yosi Saidunaya, Koimi Rabbi Yumiya, Upalaga Rabbi Yumiya, Rezakab Rimitsi Asa, Umasya Deo, over half hours Nadoya. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi Saidunaya asked in front of Rabbi Yumiya, against Rabbi Yumiya, her husband merits her Mitsia, her earnings, and annulling her vows. Mahu v'lei peiros. When our Mishnah said, "I'm not peiros," what does it mean? She'ena yechoyle loitzi mimenu achilas peiros she'ochal. And says she cannot force him to return peiros that he ate, and this is a fine. I'm Rabbi Yosa Kol Sha Havya Rabbi Yila Amali Tani Masnisech Yosha Matamala. Rabbi Yosa that constantly Rabbi Yila told me, teach that he inherits her, means inherits a shnia. And a kohen becomes tami for her. Tani kain matame hu adam leishto yakshira. In matame veishto psula. Was it taught so? Well, rather, one is matame for his kosher wife and not for his pasul wife. We have run bar kaimi ubimana avde shniyos maushi yechavatruma. And we run avon asked in front of ubimana, the slaves of shniyos maushi kohen eat truma. Amalei shteig v'yofalach, hi eicheles avdea einan eichen. Man said back, be quiet and it will be good for you because your question shows that you think the chacham find her. But you made a mistake because there's no source for this. She eats. Do her slaves not eat? Haman taninan, get ma'usa v'yisor kosher v'agoyim pasol. The Mishnah that teaches that a get, which is coerced through yisor, is kosher and through Gentiles, it's pasol. Shmuel am a pasol or poisel l'gohona. Paul says it's possible, and it disqualifies to Kahuna. Umashmu achuzun mekoriyah Mekoravina, Pasul Upaiso Begahuna. Shmuel told his Talmidim, announce in the city that it's Pasul and it disqualifies to Kohuna. Shmuel Amra'in Ma'asim El Psulim. Shmuel said we coerce means divorce only for Psulim, for forbidden marriages. Shmuel Amra'in Ma'asim El Kagoin, Alman El Kangodol, Gush El Chalutz El Kain Hedet. Also that we coerce only for cases of a Torah Esther, such as a widow to Kain Gadol, a divorcee, or Chalutzah to a Kain Hedet. Baha Tanina and Shniyos. Whereas our Mishnah teaches Shniyos, we force him to divorce her. But again, the Amr Shmuel. The answer is Shmuel did not say a widow, a divorcee, because this means to exclude Shniyos, rather to exclude one whose marriage was initially permitted, such as if she was married 10 years without children. We have a Mishnah that says one who forbade his wife through affirming her vow not to benefit from him, after 30 days he sets up someone to finance her, but more than that, he must divorce her and pay her ksuba. The answer is we learn from there that he must divorce her, but do we learn from there that we force him? Ma ben elu la elu. What's the difference between these shniyos means don't have a ksuba and these that widow to kohen gadol and divorcee etc. have a ksuba? The latter ones are forbidden in the Midrash, and Torah laws don't need support, therefore they have a ksuba. And these, the former, are forbidden midrabon laws need support, therefore Chachom find them, and they have no ksuba. If the Bai Mema, Elu Alidei Shekanasam Yadam, The second answer that these means the latter women, they're fine, is in themselves that she becomes a halala. And the child, that he's a halala mamza, so the Chacham did not need to also fine her by having any other matters such as losing a ksuba. These, the former, have no Torah fine in themselves or in the child because they're both kosher. They come fine in another matter, which is that they have no ksuba. Man afmi bein ha'in. What's the difference between these two answers? Amachseis gushosoi mishonises manda ama eila lidishahen divay Torah bazu ha'il v'hu divar Torah l'fich yishtayin ksuba. The answer is they argue about one who remarried his divorcee after she remarried. The one who says that these, since they're deraisa, therefore they have a ksuba. Since Machzik Gushos is deraisa, therefore she has a ksuba. This Dubai Meimer, Ilal Eyal Adisha Knasa Biyadon, of Yad Avlad, Vizeh Hoyo Vein Knasa Biyada, of Yad Avlad, Tichir Ein Laksuba. According to those who say that these, their fine is in themselves and in their child, in this case of Machzik Gushos, since there's no fine in her or in the child, therefore she should have no ksuba. Yaakov Acha, Amma Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi La, Cheyon Amin, Mezoinus pligin of Yechon Amar Yeshla Mezoinus. Yaakov Acha quoting Mezira and Rila both said that Amoraim argue about whether or not a Kohen Gadol married to a widow must provide her food. Yechon said that she has food. Amalei Vlaza Oimer say Oimeloi Hoitzi about Amar Hachin. Vlaza said that Beis Din tells him to divorce her, and you say this. Having Vay Meimer Kain B'Tanai Ksuba pligin. She said, Rav Yerichon Amar Yeshla Tanai Ksuba. The Rabban of the Yeshiva said that they wanted to say that they argue about stipulations of the Ksuba, means that orphaned daughters are fed from the estate. Rav Yerichon said that she has Tanai Ksuba. And she said, now Amalei Rav Laza, Oymalei Hoitzi Vat Am Achin. Rav Laza said that, back to that, based in talking to the divorcer. And this is what you say. Kol Amar Moidi She'ein Lam Bezoinus V'Yosher Konser Leikosha Kein Ba. All agree that she's not fed. If they find her heirs, all the more so they find her. The Kal v'Chomer is according to Rilaza, this opinion holds that they argue only about Tanai Ksuba, but Rabbi Yochanan agrees about food. Mandam and Mezoinus pligin have a Tanai Ksuba loy. The one who said means the first opinion that they argue about food, but Tanai Ksuba, no, because all agree that she has them. Lama, bar konsoi, v'lai konsu, v'lai konsu, b'yosher. What's the reason? It's because they find her. They did not find her heirs.